As we are trying to make our days count during the Movement Control Order, MCO, period, the Malaysian government has recently developed a mobile application, MySejahtera, to assist the citizens in monitoring the COVID-19 outbreak in the country. According to MySejahtera's website, this application also provides necessary information for the Ministry of Health to plan for early and effective countermeasures. Apparently, this app allows users to perform self-assessments on themselves and their family members. Users are also allowed to monitor their health progress throughout the COVID-19 outbreak. If needed, the app will also be able to locate the nearest hospitals and clinics for COVID-19 screening and treatment. This app was developed through strategic cooperation between the National Security Council, NSC, the Ministry of Health, MO, the Malaysian Administrative Modernization and Management Planning Unit, MAMPU, and Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, MCMC. How do we use the app? Here are 6 steps provided by MySejahtera on its website. Step 1, scan the QR code or click Daftar on the https://mysejahtera.malaysia.gov.my. Step 2, enter your mobile phone number or email address. Step 3, click the Submit button. You will receive a one-time PIN, OTP, via SMS from MySMS 63839, if you registered using phone number, or email, if you registered using email. Step 4, enter the OTP and click Send. Step 5, fill in your registration details and click Send. You will receive a successful registration message. Step 6, download the MySejahtera application. The app is available on Apple App Store, Google Play Store as well as Huawei App Gallery. It is supported by all Android smartphone users running version 4.4 and above, as well as iPhone users running iOS 11 and above. Admin tried registering and installing the app. It is absolutely easy to get through. I have also done the health self-assessment by answering the questions given. The app then classified me under the low-risk group. There is also a total of 6 classifications, namely low-risk, casual contact, close contact, person under surveillance, PUS, person under investigation, PUI, and confirmed case. Here's a list of description for the classifications: low risk, individuals with low risk of COVID-19 infection; casual contact, individuals who were likely exposed to another person infected with COVID-19, close contact, individuals who have been exposed to individuals infected with COVID-19. This covers healthcare-associated exposure, including providing direct care for COVID-19 patients without using appropriate PPE, working with healthcare workers infected with COVID-19, visiting patients or staying in the same close environment of a COVID-19 patient, working together in close proximity or sharing the same classroom environment with a with COVID-19 patient, traveling together with COVID-19 patient in any kind of conveyance, living in the same household as a COVID-19 patient, person under surveillance, PUS, individuals who are at risk of being infected with COVID-19, for example, individuals with a history of traveling abroad within 14 days, person under investigation, PUI, individuals who are at risk of being infected with COVID-19, for example, individuals with a history of traveling abroad within 14 days before the onset of symptoms or who have attended mass gatherings, confirmed case, individuals tested positive for COVID-19. Other than the classification on the app, it also provides the latest information on COVID-19. If you switch over to the dashboard, you can choose to look at local or international COVID-19 data. You can even see how many recorded cases there are according to each state in Malaysia. There is also a list of actions you can choose from to get support if you need any. We believe that this app is a good initiative to help support the Ministry of Health in handling the current pandemic, as well as to help us monitor our situations as long as COVID-19 poses as a threat to the healthcare system. Also read, Malaysian Health Coalition suggests Gov to do these 5 things for MCO3. You have reached the end of this story.